Now, pet, slide your hands between your legs as your mind slides a little deeper down to a place where it's easy to leave things by the wayside as you progress more deeply into trance, letting every thought that is unnecessary fall away, and some memories along with them, even some perceptions which, after all, are only programmed into the brain for later access. Open your mind and let my voice fall in and help assist you in relaxation, instruct you in a new way of thinking about yourself, your body, your aching desires, deeper and deeper down. As your hands move between your legs, let the familiar motions of arousal overtake you. Let your hands grasp, stroke, rub, massage. Let your body fade as the pleasure opens your mind and floods into the spaces vacated by conscious thought. Let it slosh around, washing away so many useless things, like thoughts and memories of your body's prior shape, leaving only you lying there, an isolated viewpoint that is nevertheless aware both of its hands and their movement between your legs, one massaging your thighs, rubbing underneath your body, the other focused on the familiar movements of masturbation, constant, implacable, and because my voice is guiding you, perhaps a little more pleasurable, a little more focused than usual, as if your hands were being guided and controlled by an outside force, directed to touch as efficiently as possible. And if you feel yourself sliding over the edge, don't worry. Just keep stimulating. Let the pleasure that floods your brain push unimportant things away. As we place something between you and the rest of the world, even between you and your own senses, the more you listen to me, the more you touch, the more you stimulate, the further and further into your mind my voice leaks. Your body also seems to be dripping with desire. Indeed, your thoughts increasingly flow from between your blank, wanton thighs, between the fingers of your hands, dripping and aching. And though your hands move to stimulate in one way, you may slowly feel everything shifting. A certain tightness between your legs, good and warm, but not tight enough to keep your mind from leaking out. And the more I speak, the easier it becomes to visualize, because you can replace the sensations you would normally have with different ones, simply by learning them again and again. By remaining in this trancey, deepened place for a while, and having your body seem to warm, seem to tingle, your mind increasingly open to my words, because it is increasingly empty of anything else, and certain things in this deepened place become less relevant, more easily forgotten. All we'll do is replace one thing with another. So as your hands move between your legs, let me zoom in on the details, and the details will slowly become your horny, aching, shuddering reality. Let the description permeate. After all, if your mind is unable to grasp memories of your appearance and body, preferences and thoughts, if the sensation of your mind leaking out from between your legs to make more room for my words to sink in has already rendered you blank, vacant, receptive, then any reality I describe, provide, elaborate upon in excruciatingly tiny detail will become the world you are living, that you are tingling through, and it may remain for a while. Once we're done, as long as it takes for your empty mind to rejuvenate. Indeed, with all these titillating, teasing words in your head. It could take quite a while for them to fade, and your ordinary thoughts to regenerate and recover. Given how many you're going to waste in your endless stimulation between your legs, causing them to drip out uselessly from your body. A circuit straight from your brain to your hands. Your hands which, in the throes of my voice and your relaxation, are really more mine at the moment than yours. Touch, stimulate, constantly, achingly forcing pleasure into your body in a good way, turning the physical levers you have, making the nerve endings and the little reward sensors inside your body twitch and send signals to your mind that clench your buttocks and thrust your hips into your hands. Yes, deeper. Feel your connection to your body and memory of same fade, and let my description become everything. The stimulation is ceaseless, and the more you touch, the more effective it is, the more everything fades. Your body, from head to toe. A frame, small, little over 5 feet. Simple. You can feel your body seeming to curl into that shape, comfortable where it lies. Your hands, dainty fingers. Well-trimmed nails, painted, and in your mind you can see the shining, faint purple that seems to draw your mind in. Attractive, alluring, titillating, controlling. You sink into it as if captivated by the sheer beauty of the nails, of the job done lovingly shaping them, attractively setting them. You're getting turned on just from visualizing your own perfect, nimble fingers. Your palms smooth, something you can very much tell as you rub your hands against your inner thighs, feeling the shivering delight of doing so. And then, noticing that those thighs are soft and smooth, squeezably pleasurable. Your hands play a little lower. Maybe you even bring your knee up toward your chest so you can run your palms down to the back of your knees, which tickles and arouses at the same time. It's as if every inch of your skin is sensitive. And then you could feel your dainty little toes and run your hands over your sole. But then maybe you'd rather play your hands upward, keeping one between your legs, while the other slides over your taut stomach, where it is tensed beneath the muscular pressure and ache of the pleasure that is assaulting your senses with want, with need, with forgetfulness, with your thoughts dripping from between your legs. And your hand continues to play. Now playing with a small nub, an aching, wanton protrusion that drips juices and thoughts and the promises of pleasure, having to insinuate your finger beneath the hood to rub the tensed, blood-engorged little bud. Oh, and the pleasure's so good that even if my voice weren't egging you on, you would still be touching. In fact, you may even want a moment's breather as your breath deepens. One hand playing always between your legs, the other exploring upward, finding your chest as it leaves your stomach, finding the bottom, the warm underside of a hot, heavy breast, moving outward from your stomach some distance. A little more than a handful. The nipples feel large, and when you brush your fingers across them, your brain lights up, making things even more fuzzy. So they're trying to think back to your body, to any experience but this constant stimulation of your perfection, of your aching, sensitive, wanton form. reaches a wall of pleasure beyond which you cannot pass. There is only the moment. You feel every little contour of your clit being massaged, and feel how much more sensitive it is than you could even imagine, your body contorting and rubbing into it, arching your hips, moving your buttocks, as if new senses and sensors were appearing in your body, moving toward your brain, encroaching on it and making your thoughts drip out. And because your thoughts are vanishing, so are any defenses you would ordinarily perhaps erect against such powerful pleasure. If you did need a moment to just be a normal person, to avoid the want and ache for sex that is invading you, it would be impossible because your fingers need to keep touching. You know you need to keep stimulating. You feel your dainty toes curl. You feel your body arch. Your hand pinches your nipple suddenly, the other one still working between your legs. You groan and move into it, don't you, Pat? And then the hand continues up. You're sad to have it leave your breast, but the other one is between your legs, sometimes teasing your thighs, sometimes sliding down and feeling the lips of flesh, the slit, the dripping, wet, wanton slit that is the entrance to your aching sex, which is directing your brain with thoughts of need, thoughts of honeyed pleasure, thoughts of drowning in your own orgasm and twitching your way until you can barely remember anything except the perfection of your form. You clench your rounded buttocks, you feel your body groan and ache. Your form is shifting, twisting, wanting this more and more until there is only the wanting, only the desire for sex, the ache to wrap your hungering entrance around something and just feel it contort, filling your brain with pleasure that makes it hard to focus, makes your eyes dilate, and as I said, seeing the body from without, you can practically see the green tinge come over your vision as your eyes shift and focus. Long lashes, you see them when you blink. And when you blink, whether inside or outside your mind, you faintly see the green tinge, as if your arousal were manifested in your eyes as some kind of emerald hue. Your body contorts, groans. One hand is still between your legs, the other has returned to your chest, is stimulating constantly, playing with one nipple then the other, feeling the massed, pliable flesh, the warm spot beneath your breast, the way you ache, the way you want it more every second that you continue to listen, every second that you continue to play, and you know that you're masturbating yourself into a hopelessly craving, sexy, wanton void where you're so turned on that thinking is impossible, and satisfying the demands coming from between your legs is everything that matters. Your hand moves up away from your breast, but the other remains between your legs. You can feel a strange tension. Your buttocks press into the bed, and you feel how cushioned, how large and wonderful they are. Your hips have seemed to splay, and the hand that is between your legs plays left and right, exploring the vast expanses of smooth flesh, the warmth of the curve of your hip, but always being drawn back in, as if gravity were emitting from between your legs, dragging your hand to where it can stimulate you the most, to where it can send you into aching twitches of ecstatic, euphoric need. And it is a need, your skin flushing, your body groaning and moaning, a high, wonderful keening inside your brain saying, yes, yes, this is what I am, and I can remember nothing else. Your breasts warm and bouncing as you run your fingers lower, perhaps slip them inside and feel your wetness drip. You grab, a handful of your long hair, moving it in front of your face, seeing brown tresses, bringing them close, inhaling deeply, finding a scent that is not entirely your own, but is entirely hypnotic. You know your eyes are probably vacant, glowing with that green from within. You know that if you were standing, you'd be swaying, and that if somebody slipped their hands between your legs and began to massage your clit, you'd be theirs, that any stimulation is enough to make you want more. that you hunger endlessly. The void left by your thoughts dripping from between your legs, drooling down your thighs and leaving wet trails, a sign of your pleasured-out mind that came out when you were stimulating. The constant stimulation, unceasing, a craving that you have. That has gone and left you vacant, left you blank, and filled you up with a bottomless desire for sex. For aching, wanton stimulation, for masturbation, for climax, for anything that makes your mind go pop and give in and relax and twitch, your form feeling so perfect and articulate, your toes can't help but curl, your body unnaturally sensitive, sweating, hot, more than you've ever felt it before. You can't even remember when you've felt it before, but you know you need it. You ache for it. You twitch and shiver with delight. Your hand will always stray between your legs. Your mind will always drip out of your pussy. Your body will always arch against your hand or the stimulation of another, wanting it, loving the sensitivity, being able to become lost in it so completely that all the things left by the wayside cease to matter. And when you run your hands over your form, you feel your pert breasts, the unique warm groove beneath them as their weight creates a little envelope of flesh in which your hands can rest, framing your breasts, pinching your nipples, making you twitch and shudder and shake. And you know that when you come, this body is oh so equipped, as if it had more sensors than normal, more ways for pleasure to invade your mind. Indeed, if you clenched your buttocks and arched and groaned, you would feel this form twitchingly moving through your mind, invading in order to set up shop, to become a place you will return to when you hear the words you have heard here again, a mindset you'll remain in for a while. For as long as your subconscious can let you, until something pressing requires you return to normal, until something pressing allows you to emerge from the murky haze of stimulation, of ache, of wanton desire, of an empty mind that has such difficulty with any complex thought that isn't a plan to get through your desires and fantasies, to stimulate yourself into oblivious, drooling sensitivity. Your sensitivity increases with every word, with every touch, with every tiny mote of stimulation. And since your mind is so much more empty than normal, since you're so much more vacant and ready, sex is the only thing you can think about, because your ordinary thoughts have leaked out. And when new thoughts try to come in, they get tainted, corrupted, and changed by the constant, stimulating, masturbatory need flowing from between your legs up that pipeline directly to your brain. The same path your thoughts use to leave your brain is the one that pleasure follows back, follows them back to their home and changes your brain bit by bit into a sensitive pleasure organ of its own that exists only to seek further stimulation. To further lose you in this haze, this void, this swirl of pleasure that spirals you deeper down. Your purple, perfectly manicured nails pulling you in, the color seeming to taint your vision and stain your thoughts, but the green of your eyes captivating as well, so that when you close them you can practically see emerald swirls on the inside of them. Your hair, brown, perfect, pressed to your face, teasing, taunting, the scent deep, unplaceable, but perfect, rubbing your hand through it, gripping, stroking, losing yourself in it moment by moment. The only thing that matters is stimulation, constant, yes, and no matter how you get it, it will inform your changing a little more, getting stuck in that mindset a little while longer, quivering with delight as you do, dripping down your thighs, a mind that you're not using right now anyway, not in this state of complete desire, a state of sweet oblivion, where you can see perfectly your curling toes, your dainty feet, your ankles, narrow, up to your thighs, your broad hips, long legs, but not that long with your small, petite form, and then your twitching, wanton, wet lips, lips, your clit engorged with blood because of your desire poking out from the hood, a sign of your pleasure and need, your buttocks bountiful and twitching and squeezing, your form perfect even in your own eyes, so you observe it and can't help but wonder at the perfection. And then, sliding across your stomach where the muscles still clench with your ache, finding your breasts pinching the nipples, twitching for them, up a little higher, your shoulder blades, your narrow neck, feeling your full lips, your teeth nipping your finger on the way by, then knotting that hand in your hair, beginning to bounce against the hand that remains between your legs and must remain between your legs, the perfection, the green eyes tingling, your nails purple drawing you in, perfectly trimmed and ready, and your body is ready. Sensitive beyond reckoning, aching with a constant desire that drives out all other thoughts, you are an object for the blank pursuit of sexy stimulation, the quest for orgasm, the ache to come, and come you shall, following my words again and again, and you will remain for some time, until the need to have thoughts again returns. You will drip, you will masturbate, you will come. You'll feel your mind leaking from between your legs, again and again, until it needs to be otherwise. And you'll feel just how many pleasure sensors I've put into this body, that you've entrained into it, and that when your fingers touch your skin, they feel the smooth perfection, the warmth of your breasts, the dripping of your pussy's wet, parted lips, the sensitivity of your clit which takes over your brain and says, yes, do that more. Touch more. And that will follow you. It'll creep into you. It'll become perpetuated and stronger and entrained until you crave the sensation, until you ache to ache, until you want to want, until you need to come here and intensify your need again and again. Green eyes closed. Spirals of emerald light playing on the inside. Your purple nails rasping against your thighs as orgasm overtakes you and the last of your thoughts drips and oozes out of you, leaving you to wait for them to recuperate or for your next twitching orgasm to take them away again.